What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Start with the pressing issue, a story we broke right here. Earlier today, St. Cloud State has decided to dissolve its football program as well as its men's and women's golf programs today, which really came from nowhere out of left field, I think, for most people. They've had a story, you know, a lot of good teams down there, competitive, none higher profile than Todd Bowman, the quarterback who went on, of course, to a career in the NFL for the Minnesota Vikings and now coaching at Buffalo High School. And he joins us right now, right off the top. And Todd, I didn't see this coming. I didn't know this was in the offing. And I got the sense in my communication with you today that nobody saw this coming, did they?
No, I hadn't heard a word about it until literally 5 minutes before you texted me. My wife had called me from school, and one of my linebackers actually had committed to play at St. Cloud State next year. Had gotten a phone call from one of the coaches there, and that was the first I had actually heard of it. So then I tried to reach out to my old quarterback coach, Sean Kaycook, who runs the academic program up there, and just started texting back and forth and trying to figure everything out.
It's just a sad day, isn't it? 98 players played this last year. You get people committed for next year, and all of a sudden in one afternoon, it's over.
It is. I think that's the hardest part. You know, you feel so bad for the kids. I mean, the kids that are there and, you know, the kids that are committed to come in next year, they're just, you know, drop this big bomb on them. And, you know, they're excited about next year, the opportunities, all that. The kids that are there, you know, now they're scrambling. Their life's just all upside down. What are they going to do? Where are they going to go? Can they play right away? Because normally I would think that the NSIC, you know, normally if you transfer within the conference, kids that want to go on and play, you don't usually have to sit out a season, but so we'll see how that all plays out.
I think it's an automatic waiver. If they drop the program, you can play right away somewhere. Nebraska Omaha dropped their program a few years ago, and I remember the time Minnesota State Mankato got some really good players from it. And, you know, and I know these kids, you know, some of them probably don't realize, but they're about to get recruited hard again, probably because there's a lot of talent up there, isn't there?
Oh, there is. There's a lot of talent up there. I mean, I was up there watching my nephew Boyer play at Southwest State last year, and and they got some big offensive linemen, some good talent up there. So yeah, I'm sure the kids are already getting phone calls from other colleges. As hard as it is to try and wrap your head around, you know, leaving and going somewhere else, I'm sure that there's a lot of people getting phone calls.
Yeah, because really, what will probably happen is some of these kids at the Christmas break, they're going to move on. And this morning when they woke up, they probably just thought, you know, we're going to lift weights today, spring football, 3 months, blah blah blah. And all of a sudden, in about 3 hours, they realize, hey, what's the lease on my apartment again, right?
Right. No, I know. I'm sure there'll be a lot of them that'll be gone. But, you know, right after Christmas break and January 13th or whatever, when they come back, I would imagine there'll be quite a few of them that will be out of there.
You know, they mentioned you're a high school coach, so you understand all this stuff. But they mentioned Title IX and budget cuts and all those things. And that creates as many questions as it does answers, because obviously there's other state schools that are able to finance it just fine. In St. Cloud, a few years ago, went through some of the same things. We're looking at the football was going to be maybe cut, and it was restored before it ever got to that point. And it's a conversation that's very complicated to get into when you get into Title IX and funding cuts and this and that and how much money they have going into the institution and all those things. But for the kids right now, I would imagine the thing that they would feel is anger, because nobody told them, nobody prepared them for this part of it.
Well, I think that's the, you know, you always talk about athletics or, you know, the Minnesota State High School League or college athletics. Like, it's always about the kids. It's always about the kids. And then when something like this literally just gets dropped on top of them within a matter of hours, you know, I think that's the most disappointing part. Like, how, as an administration or things like that, that you can't at least give some of these kids maybe a heads up that something like this might be coming. I understand there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that we don't know about, but it makes it very difficult. And like you said, the anger is, I'm sure just kids are angry because they just never had an inkling that any of this was going to go on.
And parents, right? You send your kid there, you think you got something going, and the next thing you know, right?
Exactly. And I got a couple of teammates that I played college football with that their kids are now playing football there, and I reached out to them today, and they're just, I think the one just texted me back and he said, I'm just astounded. He was like, I was almost like, felt like I was dreaming because I didn't really know how to help my son. How are we going to navigate this? And, you know, it's just, if you kind of maybe had an idea that maybe something was going to be happening, you could kind of prepare yourself for it. But it's literally just like, just dropped on top of you.
Yeah, and wow. How do you feel as a lump when you look back and, you know, you put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into the athletic program between basketball and football? How does it strike you that way?
Well, it's disappointing. You know, I think that obviously this is something that they've been battling for, you know, the last 3-4 years, because there was mumblings of it 4 years ago. And for them not to figure out a way to, you know, to make it work is disappointing, because I just think, you know, a college without a football program, I mean, in all honesty, I think it's gonna continue to even get worse or struggle even more, because it's, how do you have homecoming without a football game? And, you know, I don't know. That's just my opinion, and I'm sure a lot of people have other opinions, but I think there's other ways around it. There's different ways that they somehow could have made this work. But, you know, like I said before, we don't know a lot of the details and things that are going on behind the scenes, but I think it's just very, very disappointing.
Yeah, and, you know, I remember Minnesota State Mankato dropped their football program back, probably in the 70s now, and I assume it was for financial reasons at the time. I don't remember. But, you know, it wasn't more than a couple of years when they said, you know what, we got to get football back. Right. So you got to be really careful, because all of a sudden it won't, you know, there will be murmurs and all that stuff. So be really careful about what you drop, because there's a pretty good chance once they realize how big that hole is, pretty soon you're craving to get football back.
I don't know how you can. I mean, I personally think it will affect recruiting of other sports. I mean, it's just such a part of college athletics, the college experience. You know, during the fall, what are kids going to do besides, you know, hey, you look forward to getting up and going to the football game on Saturdays, you know, whether recruiting basketball players, they love going to the games of the group. I mean, it's just, it's a part of college, and, you know, it's just very, very disappointing to see it go.
And on another note, your wife, a volleyball player there, so you guys are very vested in St. Cloud State Athletics.
Yeah, I mean, that was a part of our life. I mean, we both went there, and, yeah, it's just weird. You know, it's almost like everybody else, if you kind of knew that maybe there was a possibility that might happen, but it's just crazy, because you haven't even really had your chance to wrap your mind around, like, there's not going to be football there anymore. It's just, it's very, very unusual.
As a high school coach, then, I suppose you're hoping that linebacker and whatnot that had committed, now you try to help them find another place, huh?
Yeah, you know, he's already been in contact with some other schools that were interested in before, and I'm sure that he'll be fine. I mean, he's a great player. He's a great kid. It's just weird. You know, like, he was up there last weekend for his official visit weekend and how much fun it was. And, I mean, obviously the coaches probably didn't have any idea that this was going on either. But it's sad that kids like that are at a weekend like that where they think that this is where they're going to be. And, you know, that somehow that they can't figure out a way to let these kids know beforehand. But, you know, that's all part of the process.
As long as I got you, I got to ask a couple of you. The Vikings, of course, are in the midst of a playoff hunt here. You're a former quarterback for the Vikings in the NFL for a long time, and they play the Chargers this week with a chance for a big game against Green Bay. When you watch Kirk Cousins and how he uses all these receivers now, and how, you know, they're targeting so many with Adam Thielen out, et cetera, have they become a lot better offense because of that?
I think he's just, you know, you talk about having the weapons that he has and the guys that he has. I think it's a prime example of a guy that's not necessarily, okay, I got to try and get this guy the ball, or I have to try and get this guy the ball. Okay, I'm going to read the coverage. Who's ever open? That's the guy I'm going to throw it to. And everybody else is doing such a great job around him of, you know, making plays. You don't have to try and force it to one guy or two guys. And obviously when Thielen gets healthy and he comes back, I mean, you just add another weapon to the mix. So I think they got things rolling right now, and it's been fun to watch.
You were at the high school all-star game your son played in before he departs for Iowa State. What was your impressions of high school football in Minnesota when you saw the all-stars together?
I mean, I think Minnesota is very, very underrated as far as high school football goes. We got a lot of great players here, and, you know, everybody talks about, you know, the star rankings for kids and stars and that. I mean, those things are all a matter of opinion, and I think we got a lot of great players here, and, you know, obviously you can see that by the players that we do send out, whether it's Division III, Division II, or Division I, and you know, just a lot of great players there, and it was a great experience for Aiden to go there and just had an absolute blast last week.
I should add, you know, I saw that Hopkins breakdown a couple of games there. basketball-wise. And you mentioned you were a great basketball player yourself in RTR and state tournament and All-State and at St. Cloud State. This, as a basketball state, and you've watched it over the last several years as well, I mean, holy cow, Todd. You know, you talk about high-end prospects. I mean, not one, not two, not three. I mean, you're talking about a dozen to 15 that are just jaw-droppers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look at the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, I mean, it is amazing. I mean, you look at, you turn on the TV and, you know, Jalen Suggs? Suggs, but I mean, you talk about Hurt that's playing at Duke right now at high school last year. I mean, it's just the guys that just keep on producing, and it just, I don't know if Minnesota high school basketball has ever been better.
Yeah, I don't think it has. I think we'll keep saying that. But somebody told me the other day, they said, you know, if Hurt plays up to his capability, you could have four guys number one in the first round next year if Uturo would come out, and then Hurt, Trey Jones, and Najee down there at Arizona from Hopkins. I mean, you're starting to talk about uncharted waters here.
That is true. I mean, imagine if you had got all those guys to play on one together.
Butch Raymond would have loved that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Hey, Todd, appreciate your time very much on short notice, and it'll be interesting, I guess, to follow, but a sad day for your alma mater.
I appreciate it, man. Good talking to you, Max.
You bet. Todd Bauman, nice enough to join us. I'll give you some more thoughts on how this happens, because it's a lot more complicated than people think. But it's also a good chance to pull the blanket and have some real conversations here, because we've avoided them for a long time when it comes to college sports.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.